Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. For questions or to discuss the issues you may be dealing with, we invite you to call right now, the number 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can call and get that immediate answer to your question or discuss the important issues you face in life right now. Again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Our question for the day is this. If you're listening and you want to weigh in on this subject, we certainly invite you to do so right now. But we're going to talk about the grace of God. What does the grace of God mean to you? What's your definition of grace? And I think that's an important place to start, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah. If you don't have some idea of what you're talking about, you're not talking about anything.
Right. Is grace a thing, or is it you know, something that we can look at and touch?
I used to think so. There was a time back in the bad old days when, you know, grace was something, you know, like this pen I'm holding. What I learned over the years is that grace is a who. Grace is Jesus himself living inside of me by the Holy Spirit. When you come to that realization, everything changes. Decisions change, motivation changes, everything changes because it's personal.
Absolutely. It's very, very personal. And I think we see this in the Word of God. You know, in John chapter 1, talks about the Word becoming flesh, and he dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So when we're talking about grace, when we want to find out something about the grace of God, we have to look at the person of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I know so often, as far as the grace of God is concerned, we label it as a grace message. You know, do you teach the grace message? And it's really not a grace message. It's a Jesus message.
Yes.
When you're talking about the grace of God, you're talking about Jesus, because it's Jesus himself that has done for us something that we could not do for ourselves. He made us alive in him.
Yes.
Man, we were dead in sin. There was nothing that we could do to change that status, to change that condition. Jesus had to do that for us, and he did so by grace. We needed forgiveness. He shed his blood. He offered that forgiveness as a free gift. That's grace. That's something that we don't deserve. It's that favor that he bestows upon us. The Complete Word Study Dictionary, and this is a dictionary that I use quite often.
Yes.
Personal study, defines grace this way: that which causes joy, pleasure, gratification, favor, acceptance for a kindness granted or desired. So the very extension of grace by God to us causes joy for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an amazing thing. But it goes on to say there that it's the absolutely free expression of the loving kindness of God to men, finding its only motive in the bounty and benevolence of the giver. Grace is something that's given with no strings attached.
Correct.
There's no expectation of return as far as God is concerned. But it's also something that transforms us. He makes us alive. He comes and lives inside of us. And his presence is, I think, indicative of his favor. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah.
That shows us that we're standing in his grace. That's true of every single believer. But his presence is transformative. It does something inside of us. It's not a passive just presence. It's an active presence inside of us. And that's what we need to learn about the grace of God. It's a word that hits us where we are at our point of need, but then moves us forward down this pathway of life and righteousness in Christ.
Yes.
Well, again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and we have an open line for you. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, perhaps join this particular topic on the program today, we invite your call at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Calgary and talk with Miles, listening to us on the internet today. Hi, Miles.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Welcome.
Bob, I was thinking about how, as time goes by, I'm finding it very difficult to continue to think along the lines of capitalism, which is essentially indoctrinates us from the moment we get up out of bed, go to work, and come home. And Karl Marx, he did a critique of capitalism, and he says that essentially what happens is a minority of people in control exploit the surplus labor. And it dawns on me that we're all on this treadmill, you know, it's all about dollars and exploiting capital and making money. And then I've heard Andrew talk about the blood economy, and it occurs to me that, you know, at the end of the day, we have to recognize that that's the economy that Jesus is really asking us to consider, and that is, given that blood, I'm thinking of, it means life, and essentially that we would give of ourselves and give of our life, and even...
Well, even more than that, it's Christ giving his life.
Yes.
The life is in the blood. Jesus shed his blood, and that was the purchase price, the redemption. That's how we're redeemed. That's how we're forgiven. That's how we receive new life in him. So we can offer money, we can offer all types of sacrifices, we can offer up works, we can offer up prayers, we can offer up all of those things, but as far as the stuff that's really important to us, what we really long for, like I said, acceptance, I want God to accept me, I want love, I want God to love me, I want him to love me unconditionally, I want forgiveness, I want to know that my sins have been taken away. I want life. I want meaning and purpose. I want identity. I want a future. I want a hope. That's all the stuff that I want, desperately long for. And, you know, the world has all of these imitations, you know, this might help you get a little happiness, or this might give you a little meaning and purpose. And, you know, every time you move down those roads, you find that the world just offers emptiness. I mean, it's just an empty bag of nothing. And so we play the world's game, and we use the world's currency. But when we exchange it, we get nothing in return. But with Jesus, he shed his blood, and in offering his life once and for all, we get everything. That's the good news of the gospel, isn't it? And there's no other way for that to happen. Apart from the shed blood of Christ, we would still be lost, still dead in sin, still separated from God, still viewing God as an enemy, still lacking purpose, still lacking hope, still helpless in this condition.
Yes. And I'm wondering if, you know, it would help people to think that indeed we're stuck in this capitalist economy, but indeed Jesus, he was tipping tables in the temple. And I'm wondering, you know, if that's not him telling us, you know, yeah, you're in whatever economy value system is of the current day, but at the end of the day, we have to be prepared to tip tables too.
Well, Miles, you know, certainly, you know, he was making a statement about the temple and what it represented as the very dwelling place of God, and they had turned it into something different, just a place of exchange, you know, item for item and all of those sort of things. So they were, really making a mockery out of that temple building and what it stood for. But as far as the world economy, I mean, there's all sorts of different philosophies. And when push comes to shove, what we see in the world is our systems that are trying to be run and operated by sinful men. So there's a flaw right at the beginning, right at the get-go of every single one of them.
Exactly.
So you can say, well, you know, capitalism just finds its way into the hands of the greedy, and they take advantage and blah, blah, blah. And then you can look on the other hand and say, well, what about socialism? Well, what about those socialistic countries? Well, look at those governments. They're manipulating the citizens of those countries in the exact way.
Yeah, I think as hard as we try to even come up with a more democratic system, at the end of the day, we'll realize that no amount of laws and rules that we could come up with to govern ourselves democratically is ever going to solve our problems.
Eventually, Christ is the answer. Yes. I mean, in the long run, we have to get back to Christ.
Some human systems work better than others, but they all fail because they're not Christ.
Correct. Thanks very much, fellas.
Well, thanks, Miles. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do. And we have an open line for you. If you have that question, you have something you'd like to discuss, give us a call, 844-322-2742.
And we're talking about the grace of God today. What does the grace of God mean to you? We would love to hear your thoughts on that, maybe how you define it. A number of years ago, asked that question on a blog that I wrote. We got some great answers. I would love to hear what you have to say about the grace of God and the difference that it has made in your life. Well, let's go to Long Island and talk to Brian, listening to us on our great affiliate, WMCA. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello, Bob. How are you today?
Doing fine, thank you.
Oh, bless the Lord. My word of advice to you guys, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. We appreciate that.
Amen. I have a quick question based on Revelation 22, verse 19, and also Revelation 20, verse 12.
Okay.
As I heard ministries, different churches preach and have debate where they can lose your salvation. Some say that you cannot lose your salvation. Some say you could. So why it is there is a warning in Revelation 22, verse 19? Explain that.
Well, I think it's a very appropriate warning. This is a book about Jesus. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation is God's testimony concerning his Son. And what we find when we read the Bible is that through Jesus, we experience life. There's no other way to experience life. There's no other way to the Father except through Jesus. Well, if you're going to try to add to Jesus or take away from Jesus, you are perverting God's testimony concerning his Son. And when you pervert the testimony of God concerning his Son, you know you have no part of his Son. That's simply what he's saying there. So somebody who takes these words that have been penned under the inspiration of God's Spirit as a revelation of Jesus Christ, and we start adding to it, we start putting layer upon layer upon layer onto Jesus as to what we need to do to be accepted by God, then we are coming up with our own plan of salvation. We're relying on our understanding, and that offer of life we don't receive. And if we don't receive it, we simply remain dead. And that's what he's really saying here. God will take away from you your share in the tree of life. He offers salvation to all, to both Jew and Gentile. If you refuse it, you refuse it. Does that make sense?
So one thing I want to clear up here. Why it is you said that I will take away your part out of the book of life? What is in the book of life?
Well, the book of life is where the names of those who are saved are written. And that's one of the books that are going to be opened. And, those folks whose names are written in the book of life, those names will never be blotted out. This person that he's talking to, the one who has added or has taken away from the Word of God, his name was never written in the book of life. So he's saying if you're adding to it, you're taking away, you're rejecting Jesus, you will have no part in it.
And take away its part out of the holy city. So what is in the holy city?
Well, that's where we're going to dwell. That's the new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven. That's going to be our dwelling place and the dwelling place of God when the new heavens and new earth all appear.
So it means that he had a share, that those persons and God, those
not
persons
necessarily.
Didn't have to the scripture.
No.
Then God said he will take away a share from the holy city and also from the book of life.
Well, Brian, it's like this. Say I wanted to give you $1 million, and you didn't like me. You didn't like me at all, and you said, matter of fact, I'm going to go out and march around and just slander your name. I don't want your stupid $1 million. And so I simply remove the offer. I'm going to take it back.
Okay.
I offered it to you. It was there. It was available. And that's what the Holy Spirit does with this gospel message. He offers it. I mean, people are without excuse. Everyone has had an opportunity to respond. But those who reject, you know, that offer is just taken off the table. And that's what he's basically saying here.
Okay. That is clear.
Okay.
You guys have a wonderful day.
We sure will. Yeah, thanks for your call, Brian. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. 844-322-2742. We have time remaining on the clock. Just a reminder, friends, that your gifts to and through Basic Gospel make a big difference in the lives of people here and now. The message you hear every day underscores the fact that I've said before that you don't have to wait until you get to heaven to enter God's rest. It's available here and now. And his desire is that you rest in what he has done through Jesus Christ. Help us keep the good news coming by joining up with us and making your most generous gift today by clicking donate at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742. And help make sure this message remains on the air, changing lives by the truth of God's Word. And with your gift of $15 or more this month, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's brand-new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And you can get multiple copies because the book is available through this ministry right now. You can do that by going to our book site, which is SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Just run all the words together, SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com, and there you can order multiple copies and spread this good news.
Yes, indeed. And it's so vitally important that we spread the word, that we get the word out. That's what we're doing at Basic Gospel. Those who support it, they're standing with us to help get the word out. Here's just one more opportunity to get the word out. What we have found in our 30-year ministry experience, talking to so many people individually at conferences, that sort of thing, there is confusion around the simple gospel message. If you survey, just you know, man on the street type thing, ask people, what's the gospel message? And if you ask 100 different people, you're going to get 100 different answers. And most of those 100 will self-identify as Christians, yet they don't know the most foundational truth message of their faith, and that is the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and what it means to us in day-to-day life. So when we get clarity on that issue, then we have an opportunity to really influence the spheres of people that we're connected with. Apart from that, we're just going to offer up opinion or speculation. Yeah. So I think it's vitally important that we get clear on what this message is. And that's what this ministry exists to do. And that's what this book is there to help you spread that word and to share with others. So take advantage of these incredible discounted prices and use this as a tool to share the good news with those that you love.
Once again, you could get multiple copies of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace by Bob Christopher by going to that website, SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Plano, Texas, and talk with Penny, listening to us on the Word. Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. Welcome to the broadcast.
I wanted to comment on the gentleman from Canada who held up Karl Marx and his writings.
I don't think he was holding him up as someone to follow. I don't think that was the case at all.
Well, I felt like he was quoting Marx to say that all capitalism is bad. And
yeah.
I can tell you as a senior woman, 70 years old, and I own my own small business, the heart of this country is run by small businesses that employ millions of people and lift hundreds of thousands of people out of poverty. I just think that's sad. I can quote S. Lewis Johnson from Dallas Theological that said, every economic system is going to fail, including democracy. And in the end, we realize that that's true. But I think it's very simplistic to bring philosophers in to say this is the problem and that is the problem, when we know that there are no political solutions to spiritual problems.
Yeah. Well, and that's the point we were trying to make,
yes,
that it really gets down to Christ. But Penny, I agree with you as far as systems that are out there. I think the best is, a free market capitalistic system. I just applaud you and honor you for,
yes,
for being a small,
yes,
business owner and just, lifting, as you said, lifting people up and bringing them along. So God bless you for that. Thank you for your call today. We certainly appreciate it.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Penny.
Let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Caesar, listening to us on WMCA.
Yeah,
hi, Caesar. You're on the air.
Hi. God bless you guys.
Well,
how
thank you.
Doing? Yeah, enjoy your show, and hope that God keeps blessing you and giving you a lot more time, and because it's a blessing to a lot of people. I just wanted to actually answer your question, what is grace to me? Grace to me is the cross and Jesus Christ, as you said. Grace to me is just God coming in the flesh and dwelling among us and dying not only for those who love him, but those who hated him as well, those who turned their backs on him. And, yet he kept extending his arm and loving us, It's that grace that changed me and completely won my heart. It's that grace that made me not want to keep living in sin and living in the same style I was living, And it's just grace that opened my eyes and softened my heart. There was nothing else, because no matter how many people would come and give me the gospel and try to bash it in my head, it didn't do it until, the Father spoke to my heart and I saw the love that he had for me, that no denying it, and I just see it as a beautiful thing. And it's just something that no philosopher, no scientist, nobody with their own theology can come and take anything from me, because, I know God on a personal level, and it's just a beautiful personal relationship that I've came, to have with him. And
well, that's what that really is, what grace is God making himself known to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And Caesar, I really appreciate,
yes,
your powerful testimony, and I think it's worth while noting what Caesar was saying, that it is about Jesus. Grace isn't a doctrine to learn. It's a life to be lived, and that life is Jesus's life. And Caesar, thank you so much for weighing in on that and sharing your testimony of God's grace in your life. It was very encouraging.
Yes, indeed. Friends, we'd like to invite you to download the Basic Gospel app, now available in the Apple App Store. With it, you can listen live, you can catch up on the radio archives, you can read the blogs every day, you can watch our videos, and it works on iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. Again, it's the Basic Gospel app in the App Store now. Also, we invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list. Just subscribe in the upper left corner of any page of the website at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.